We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Starts with what I think is generally some good news. Here at the outset of the broadcast, I want to, I guess, communicate what I sense is a real sense of uneasiness just across the board in the country. The two stories dominating the news, coronavirus and racial unrest. The racial issue seems to have overtaken the other in many ways in the last few weeks. But there is a general sense of unease. Along the way, one of the things, and I want to make very clear here, I think the COVID-19 issue is one that needs to be taken very seriously. I get very disturbed when I see, in fact, last night, someone on social media posted a question. I don't even know how the mechanics of this thing work on social media. And it was basically a question of whether you know anyone who has the coronavirus. By the way, if time permits, I want to share a story from a friend of mine in high school who posted something over the weekend as well, which was very disturbing. I want to go on record again emphasizing that I don't believe the word hoax should ever be used in association with coronavirus. Do I believe there are people looking to politically exploit this? Absolutely. I don't doubt that at all. What you're going to hear focus on for me is the human aspect of this, the facts. I'm not going to be interested in cultivating conspiracy theories. I was talking with a friend just Saturday who believes in some of these really wildly crazy conspiracy theories about COVID-19. And I would suspect if you have suffered from this, as some people I know have, or have a family member, you've lost someone, this moves away from the field of being a subject for internet debates. And it's quite serious. I had a person who replied, who frankly was in complete denial about this entire thing. And it had a very strong religious flavor to it, which I don't need to get into now. But along the way, when we do find stories that are encouraging, I think it is important to find the silver lining in this as we warn people about the dangers. This story, for instance, about South Carolina. Because universally, we seem to be seeing an uptick in cases in the South, really across the board. That's not a good thing. But we have this story indicating DHEC reporting 89% of COVID-19 patients in South Carolina have recovered. They've actually started reporting recovery numbers. As of July 9th, DHEC, the Department of Health and Environmental Control, they have put out symptoms onset data for 24,280 people. Now, symptoms onset data means the agency knows the date when a person first showed signs of the illness. And according to DHEC, of those patients, 733 have passed away. Of the remaining 23,547, 89% or 20,957 have recovered from the virus. And 11% are estimated to remain ill. Now, DHEC laid out their recovery rate. Those who reported being hospitalized were deemed as recovered based upon having no reported adverse outcome reported as of 32 days since their illness onset. Also, those who reported not being hospitalized were deemed as recovered based upon having no reported adverse outcome as of 14 days since their illness onset. And those where hospitalization status was unknown were deemed as recovered based upon having no reported adverse outcome as of 32 days since their illness onset. So according to DHEC, the recovery rate based on symptoms onset information, so the percentage is based on the number of individuals the agency has symptoms onset data for. Now, this is not the total number of cases in the state, but I think we should be encouraged by this number. 89% in the reported cases have indeed recovered. And what we're seeing in these numbers is a good number of that 11% remaining. Now, this is obviously excluding those who have passed away. Many of those who are not in this figure are on the way to recovery. I think this is something that we should look for reassurance in. And I have no problem with that whatsoever. We don't have to downplay the seriousness of this and in fact, how deadly it can be. But I think it's also important along the way we keep this in perspective. A diagnosis does not automatically mean death. That is vitally important to understand. Another encouraging news item that I want to share, Charles Barkley. I don't know about you, but I find myself even more so than at other times looking for diversions. It's kind of difficult for me because I'm not the kind of person who unplugs very easily. It's very challenging to do so because I'm always on. It feels that way. So relaxing and unplugging and looking to entertainment, whether it's sports or movies, whatever it is, that's a tall order for me to unplug. So I can understand for sports fans, it's probably very frustrating when you are trying to enjoy sports and you have politics put in front of your face. I think this is one of the things that a lot of people found objectionable about Colin Kaepernick. It's not even just his position that is frustrating. It's the fact that people are not interested in dealing with that during a football game. You want to watch a football game, or you want to watch a basketball game or a baseball game. You're not interested in being bombarded with messages during that time period. I very much appreciate the words of Basketball Hall of Famer Charles Barkley. He had an interview on CNBC on Friday. We're going to play at least one of those clips now. But he made the point that I think a lot of people agree on, that in many ways, much of what we're seeing is the turning of all of these sports into a circus. We're actually going to save all of this audio for after the break because I want to make sure we do justice to what Mr. Barkley is communicating. And I want to encourage you as we have this conversation this morning, I want to hear this from you, how you are finding diversions, distractions away from the very serious issues that are going on right now, because we do need those. There's a time to focus on the news, to talk about issues, and there's a time just to shut all this stuff off and just relax for a little while. We're going to hear the comments from Charles Barkley coming up. Also, interesting bit of news about how much we have to be thankful for, even for the poor in this country. That and much more as we continue our Monday broadcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Doom and Gloom, with your endless concerns, tell me who's tried to downplay this. You say you don't want to, but who's tried to downplay it? Can't wait to hear your answer. Okay. Welder friend here. I've been taking a break and getting in the woods, getting food plots ready for this year's deer season coming up. All right. Venture Troll here. While you're pushing this false narrative the virus is dangerous, explain why we're laying off doctors and nurses. Really? False narrative the virus is dangerous? Boy, that's pretty scary. We've got people apparently still in denial about this, which is quite disturbing. Nonetheless, I want to quickly get to Charles Barkley and his comments about what is taking place in sports in general. And I think this is a concern a lot of people have, that what has happened, and here's the first clip where Charles Barkley is in this CNBC interview expressing the concern that sports is turning into a big circus. Listen up.
Well, I think what's happening now, we turn it into a circus. We're going to spend all our time, instead of talking about racial equality and racial justice and economic justice, we spend all our time worried about who's kneeling and who's not kneeling, what things are being said on buses, what's being said on jerseys. I think we're missing the point. We need police reform. We need prison reform. And we need those are number one and two things we need to focus on. We need the cops. We need the good cops out there policing the bad cops. Like I say, we need police reform and prison reform, but the media, we all got a job to do, and they're going to spend all their time on what's on somebody's jersey and what's on the buses and who's kneeling and who's not kneeling, and that's going to defeat the purpose. My concern is just turning this thing into a circus instead of trying to do some good stuff.
Yep, there you go. This is the problem. There's a lot of focus on symbolism, and I've said this repeatedly on this broadcast. I don't get worked up about symbolism. Some of these things that go on, and I don't need to get into any specifics now. I think you've seen plenty of them, all of the time and the energy that's focused on that. When the true issue that needs to be addressed, it all comes back to relationships. And the other issue, for so many of us, and this is what I mentioned earlier, what we're looking to do is to find an escape, a diversion, at least for a little while. You want to watch that football game for a few hours and not think about politics or have this stuff put in your face. I think that's one of the biggest complaints I've heard about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. is that people want to watch a darn football game and be able to focus on that for a few hours and not have something put in front of their faces that really has nothing to do with the game. I don't blame people for being at that place. Here's what Charles Barkley had to say about that.
We are in a divided country, and sports used to be a place where fans could go and get away from reality. And now it's such a mixture. I think it's going to be fascinating watching what happens with the fans. And obviously the fans are such a disadvantage because they're going through the pandemic, and they don't want to see a bunch of rich people talking about stuff all the time. I think it's I don't think there's a right or wrong answer, but, you know, these people all have lost their jobs. They're struggling financially. They're not going to get their jobs back. And the last thing they want to do is turn on the television and hear arguments about stuff all the time. I mean, it's going to be very interesting to see how the public reacts.
It will be. It certainly will be. Then we have the other event that has occurred this morning. It's been made official. The NFL's Washington franchise is going to change the Redskins name and logo. The team has now officially put out word on this. This was not a surprise at all. As soon as I saw this issue would come up again in recent weeks, I said on this program, that team name is gone. It's history. The mystery now is what will be the name of the new team, the new name for the team, actually. This comes just days after the team said that a thorough review of the name would be conducted. It's been quite a while. The Native American groups have denounced the name of the team as an ethnic slur. That review began in earnest in the Monday statement. As part of the process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we are announcing we will be retiring the Redskins' name and logo upon completion of this review. The team owner, Daniel Snyder, and head coach, Ron Rivera, working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud, tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. Yada, yada, yada. Rivera has told the Washington Post in an interview he's working with Snyder on a name that would honor both the military and Native Americans. Now, this follows weeks of protests denouncing racism, and as the country continues to confront what this article refers to as systems of oppression more directly in recent weeks, the Redskins, the first team to announce a name change. The Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians have also pledged to re-examine their name. The team's manager recently said he believes it's time to change the name and it's time to move forward. That phrase is always curious, move forward. And as you know, this decision with the Redskins to re-examine that name followed mounting pressure from several corporate sponsors. Come on, folks, let's get real here. That's what this was all about. FedEx. They have the naming rights for the team stadium. They made it very clear they did not want to continue with that name. Other brands, Nike, Amazon, have removed the team's merchandise from their online stores. Make no mistake about this. This is about one thing. M-O-N-E-Y. In fact, the texters use that very phrase here. Redskins change is all about money. Of course it is. Someone suggesting here, Cleveland Daisies. Oh my goodness. How about the DC Cowards or the Snowflakes? Washington Snowflakes. Another person suggesting, you know the Braves are next. It's probably just a matter of time. Here's a clever one. Calypso Louie is getting the nod to rename the team. They've decided to go with the White Blue-Eyed Devils. Because no one cares if you tick off white folks. Oh my goodness. This is just crazy. Oh, wow. How about the Washington Wusses? I really don't care what their new name becomes. I'm finished with professional sports. How about the Cowboys? Oh, man. What are your thoughts on this? How concerned are you about the trend that we're seeing where there's basically, and I don't know how else to characterize this, but a continuing attitude of following the mob. Because the mob is making a lot of noise right now, and people are pretty much running in panic and changing everything they can to not experience the ire of some group. Sorry, I used to support civil rights. Paragraph. This person saying in this paragraph, equal rights under the law. Now I find that the people I supported want their rights while they deny them to others. Sorry, but keep looking for words that offend you. Now I'm offended and I'm supportive. Yeah, the backlash from this could be quite messy here. Love to get your thoughts. Phone lines filling up already for this. Not surprised at all. Stay with us.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Have you seen some of this video that's circulating around of the crimes? I mean, I'm watching one right now that are taking place across the country. You know, of course, because the police are awful. They're terrible people. This is what we've been told. And we've got these major cities cutting back funding for police, retirement spiking. I mean, some of the video you've seen of some of these, and including the officer. You see the one with the police officer who's taken in a headlock and people start cheering? These folks have lost their freaking minds. They really have. Over on the text line, this person says, I turned off sports radio about 6 weeks ago. Started listening to you, Vince. Got tired of hearing the millennials preach to me about the social justice of the NBA and the No Football League. And now, sadly, college students who know it all but have COVID drinking parties. Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it? It's really, you talk about The Twilight Zone, which is one of my favorite shows, by the way. We are experiencing a Twilight Zone episode right now. Maybe several concurrently going on. Let's go out to a call from Jim here in Charlotte. Good morning.
Yeah, Jim Griffin here. Can you hear me?
I've got you, sir. Go right ahead.
How about the Washington PCs?
PCs. Boy, that sounds pretty boring.
And, or as an alternative, the Washington mob.
Ooh, now that one sounds a lot more interesting. Yeah. The mob. Clever ideas there, Jim. Very much appreciate your call. If you have some ideas you want to throw out, too, for team names, there are some that are here on the text line that I cannot repeat. Because I value the FCC licenses of both of these stations. Let's go out to Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Yeah, long time ago, I was a football, NFL fan. I love football. I played football. I officiated football a long time ago. I transferred to Division III school, and they used to tell me to go outside and try to block the outside linebacker. He was a pretty famous guy named Sam Mills.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, that didn't go too well for me. He went to the NFL. I went to insurance. But moving right along, I'm a big football fan. Love football. I just love football, you know. And just I want to see football. I want to see blocking, tackling, catching, playing hard-nosed football. I don't want to think about the political ramifications. I don't really care how you swing politically in a football game. What you said and what Charles Barkley said, I just can't do it anymore. I'm going to try to watch college. Hopefully college is not going to get watered down. I just can't watch the NFL anymore. You know, I've been to three Redskins games back in RFK Stadium, and it was very enjoyable. Great time. But I think I'm pretty much done with the NFL. It's really sad. I've been a fan since 1965. That's a long time.
Yeah, and the sad thing about it is it's ruined for you because of politics.
Yes, sir. Oh, totally. Totally. And I also was a sports junkie that I would listen to Colin. I would listen to Howard, trying to think of his name. He used to be with ESPN. Now I think he's with Fox. I'd listen to all these guys rant about, you know, the draft and what the player would come out and how many times he'd do 225 pounds on the bench press. And I was really into this stuff. Like, what
you love sports is what it comes down to, Steve. Love sports.
I do. I do love sports. And I'm done. It's actually 3-4 years ago. I don't know if you remember, Vince, you might. Four or five Dallas police officers were killed.
I remember that.
Do you remember? And the Cowboys said you can't put anything about the cow.
Yes, I do remember that.
I'm telling you something. When that happened, I was like, oh, boy, we're taking a bad turn in the NFL here. That's a concern to me. And yep. That was, to me, that was the beginning. That was when it got all kind of haywire. In my opinion.
I understand where you're coming from there, Steve. And this is what's really frustrating. I think for so many of the people out there, the inconsistency of this is what is frustrating to watch. You know, just like the so-called Black Lives Matter movement. Which black lives really do matter? And it's really the ones this group declares to matter. Everybody else, screw you. By the way, since we're on the subject, I just got a message here on social media. And this, again, you know, I understand where people are coming from. Don't agree with it. But I understand where, especially when you have been propagandized for so long, it's really understandable that you would take the views of someone like myself and have real difficulty with them. Because I refuse to drink the Kool-Aid. I do not believe we're oppressed here in America. By the way, I'm just going to tease this story I'm going to share with you coming up after the break. I was quite intrigued to see this. This is not surprising. But it talks about how rich we are in America. Did you hear what I said? How rich we are and how rich the poor are. We're going to talk about this coming up. This is a country where supposedly oppression is taking place. Just absolute pure nonsense. Byron, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Vince. I miss you seeing you on TV, but I've got the perfect name for the Washington team, and I've got an alternate name as well. My first choice would be the Washington Bandits. And they can wear bandanas and carry six shooters. But the bandanas would help with the social distancing because I don't care if you're an elephant or a donkey. They're going to take everything you got in your pocket. And if the bandits is not fierce enough for them, then they could go with the Washington Monsters. And everybody could sit in the stands and just rah, 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 rah.
That's pretty clever.
And hey, both are politically correct.
Yes, they are. That's the most important thing, Byron. You know that. Hey, very much appreciate your call. And thanks for your support over the years. James out of Winsboro. Good morning.
Hello, Vince.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to ask you a question about the Black Lives Movement.
Yes.
Well, first of all, I've heard some of your comments that you've made, and I just wanted to ask you, as a black man and a man of God, do you not really understand what it's supposed to be about?
Tell me, James, why don't you explain to me what it's supposed to be about?
Okay, it's supposed to be about the healing and the justice, it's not about only Black Lives Matter and no other lives matter. I mean, that the whole cause of it was because of the fact that blacks were being indiscriminately murdered by police officers. I mean, that's basically what started it. And I'm thinking a lot of people have just lost track of that fact.
So, okay. Indiscriminate. What do you mean by that? I want you to explain that for me.
For instance, I mean, the old slavery days, for instance, when black lives really did not matter. I mean, you could just do whatever you wanted to black people with no worry of consequences.
Yeah, with impunity. Absolutely.
Yes. And I'm thinking, I could be wrong about this, but I'm thinking that was really what the whole movement was about.
Okay. James, hold on the line because we're up against a hard break. I want to continue our conversation. Stay on the line. Having a conversation with James about what Black Lives Matter is supposed to be about, and we've been starting at that place because I think that's an appropriate place to begin. So what do you think has been communicated out of this group? I mean, we've been hearing, you know, the concern about mainly it seems like the focus has been on black folks who have been killed by police. That seems to be the focus. Would we agree on that? That's what they have drawn the most attention to?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. All right. Now, here is my question. Have you read the Black Lives Matter website?
Have I read it?
Yes.
I've read it.
Okay. Now, after reading that, can you understand why people would have some serious objections with this group?
Okay, yes. I could see how it could be interpreted another way. Yes, I do.
Now, what do you mean by interpreted? I mean, we're talking pretty clear. Let me ask you this question, James.
Go ahead.
Are you married?
No, I'm divorced.
You're divorced. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, I'm not.
But you've... I'm not going to go there. let me just say this. In the ideal world, I assume you still very much believe in marriage and the family. Do you not?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Do you believe this would solve a lot of our problems in the black community now, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
If we were make this a focus for the next generation to have intact marriages and families. Do you think this would help us?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know that Black Lives Matter wants to destroy the nuclear family?
Well, destroy is maybe not the word I would use, but, you know, I don't see it as that.
Okay, how do you see it? When they state that they are against the nuclear family and they want to support all of these other agendas for redefining the family, are those ideas and values that you can support?
Okay,
do you think this will help? Do you think this will help black people? That's a million-dollar question there.
Beg your pardon, could you repeat that, please?
Do you think this position will help black people by having more redefined families without fathers?
Okay, no, I don't necessarily believe that it will, but I mean, the reality of it is that that's essentially what's happening.
It is, isn't it? Not good, is it?
If you look around, that's pretty much the way things are. It's pretty much a trending thing.
It is.
But not saying it's a good thing, but
right.
It is happening, and I think it should be addressed. But at the same time, I feel that other points of views should also be taken in consideration. I mean, I'm not one to judge, but
right.
I do agree with you that the nuclear family is important. I mean, that saw us through the civil rights movement, families together, praying together,
mm-hmm.
And mother and dad in the picture. I mean, nothing beats that. Hands down. I mean, you get no argument with me
good.
From that.
I'm glad we're on the same page in many ways, James. I'm not against, and I want to be very clear. I am absolutely for justice where things are not going as they should. If you have racist cops, they need to be dealt with. If there are people who are following policies that that need to be changed, yes, those need to be addressed. I'm all for all of those things. But I also believe the Black Lives Matter organization and movement has been hijacked by radicals. And that's where I'm not on that bus. And and I've been very clear. Does that make sense, James?
Well, it does to me now. I mean, perhaps I missed a show where you actually made that statement.
And but, James, I appreciate the spirit by which you've approached this conversation, because you came with the spirit of inquiry and you asked questions. And now don't you feel a whole lot better about where I am on this subject?
Well, I do now, actually. I must admit, I was kind of on the fence about you, Vince. I really was, but you have done a lot to kind of placate my fears about you, but thank you so much.
And James, do call again if you disagree or want to get clarification on something, absolutely. And I hope your personal and social life, I wish you the best in that area, too. How's that?
All right, well, thank you so much, Vince. Same to you.
Take care, James. That was easy enough, right? Not necessarily going to agree on everything and methodology and direction and all of that, but a lot of times we've got way too many people just want to fan the flames. And I'm not interested in fanning flames. I'm interested in solutions. If there's a problem, let's solve it. How's this for blowing up all of the anti-America crap that many of us have been listening to? The poorest 20% of Americans are richer, on average, than most European nations. How much propaganda have you heard from the Democrat Party talking about how we need to move towards socialism? And yet, the poorest 20% of Americans are richer, on average, than most European nations. The privilege of living in the U.S. affords poor people more material resources than the averages for most of the world's richest nations. This is a study, a groundbreaking study by an organization called Just Facts. Accounting for all income, charity, and non-cash welfare benefits like subsidized housing and food stamps, the poorest 20% of Americans consume more goods and services than the national averages for all people in most affluent countries. This includes the majority of countries in the prestigious Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, including its European members. In other words, if the U.S. poor were a nation, it would be one of the world's richest. Boy, we really are a terrible place, aren't we? Now you understand why people are still dying to get into the United States of America. More on this coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.